Resolution 22180 be resolved that the Council of Township of Governors hereby directs staff to make public all the information with respect to the 2021 closure and subsequent reopening of the Lakeshore Boat Launch, and further direct the Director of Operations to prepare a report on the current and potential risks of all the boat launches in the township, providing short-term and long-term remedies for the identified risks, and present the report to Council at the regular meeting of Council on June 14, 2022, and further direct the clerk to advertise for members to form an ad hoc committee for the purpose of finding solutions to the safety issues with all the township boat launches. We have a mover and a seconder, please. Councilor Murray. Second. Councilor Riley. Any discussion? That's the follow-up from our, again, the meetings we had. Yes. Councilor Murray.
The last and further direct the clerk to advertise for members to form an ad hoc committee. I thought there was discussion during the committee of a whole meeting that we wouldn't do that. Actually, I think it was you that brought it up, maybe more.
That's kind of the way I felt that council should be. When we get these reports, we should be able to come up with some solution without actually forming an ad hoc committee. But that's kind of just I kind of lean that way a little bit. I'm open to whatever council decides.
The motion indicates that the director of operations prepare a report on the risks and provide short-term and long-term remedies. And that seems to be the purpose of this ad hoc committee, is to finding solutions for the safety issues of all the boat launches. So I think number one is to get this report, release the information, get the report, and when we receive the report, we can move an action item forward from that if required. It would be good to get some input from, you know, the citizens and of their concerns of the boat launches in their area.
Sure.
But I think once the Director of Operations report comes in, that's a good starting point for any additional discussion, and because it's being asked, the Director of Operations is being asked to provide remedies as well. So I think one step at a time here.
Mm-hmm. Yes. If you go back historically, he did this with another report. We all agreed to it. We didn't involve the public in it, and the hue and cry in it. So we have to have the public involved, understanding what the recommendations are and getting some good input, because we were going to form an ad hoc committee at one point in time. It never got that happened. So we're following up on sort of a sequence of things to get. I don't care if you call it an ad hoc committee if you have a public meeting on it. It doesn't make any difference as long as the public is involved before the implementation is done. That's a critical process of community development that we need to do.
Well, as long as council just receives a report and no actions are taken without council's approval, we won't run into the same situation.
Well, I'm not going to debate that
point. Yeah. Did I move that motion?
No, you didn't.
I'm going to amend it. I was going to make a suggestion that we take off that last paragraph.
I move the motion, so I'll make that suggestion.
And the public can see what the report says. They may be quite happy with it. Feel don't need to join a committee to.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure about the committee, but I know we need public input.
Oh, for sure. And I think we asked for somewhat at a meeting here. I think with the Lakeside Drive residents. I think.
Oh, absolutely.
We touched base and we'd appreciate some input.
Sure, absolutely. Yeah. Okay. So, any further discussion? We deleted the last line. Call the question, all in favor? Thank you. Again, resolution 22181 be resolved that the Council of Township of Governors hereby direct the CBO, Chief Building Official, and Municipal Bylaw Officer to prepare reports on the current standing of short-term rentals in Township with respect to the official plan of the zoning bylaw, and further to present the reports to Mayor Hopkins, representative to the Rental Ad Hoc Committee. I'm not sure why that one's there. We need to get reports first of what is fact, so we can start with the fact, evidence-based stuff. And then we were going to call a committee together. Let me just explain
that. We haven't got a motion on the floor yet.
Yeah, well, you're right. I don't have a motion on the floor. I don't have a motion on the floor. Sorry. Time was running. I need a mover and a second, please. Thank you, Mr. Rowe. Second.
I will.
Councilor Riley. Okay.
Now I'd like to speak to it, please.
Okay.
The last sentence there, I think it should say the reports to council.
I agree.
I agree with you. I agree with you. The idea was to come to council.
Yeah.
And if we were going to develop, we're going to have to have a committee, but there's going to have to be public media on these things because let's put it this way, everybody has an opinion on short-term rentals.
Cool.
I can guarantee you, because I've got every email that was ever sent on short-term emails and every report for the last 6 years on short-term rentals. So that's just an edit that we report to council. So. Any further discussion? Call a question. All in favor? Thank you. Okay, so resolution 22-182, be resolved that the Council of Township of McKellar does hereby receive the March 30th, 2022 report from the municipality of Whitestone on the Whitestone and area nursing station building expansion deferred from the April 12th, 2022 regular meeting of council. May I have a mover and a seconder, please? Councilor Moore? Seconder? Councilor Haskam? Is there any discussion on this? Councilor Moore?
You know every time I move it, there's going to be, right?
I just thought it was in your DNA.
So I have no problem with the nursing station. I think it's great. I have a question about our contribution, McKellar's contribution, in relation to Whitestone and Magnetowan's contribution. So if you look at the report, McKellar, I believe it's over a two-year period, is donating $60,000, $30,000 a year. Magnetowan is donating $5,000. I'm not sure if that is just one time or what it is. And Whitestone is donating $15,579. I looked at another report, and according to that report, the usage for McKellar was 13.9%. The usage for Magnetowan was 23.6%, and the usage for Whitestone was 35.8%. So my only question is why are we being so generous?
Well, why are they being so
cheap? Yeah, but
we didn't know what we. One of the problems was we didn't know how much usage we had of the Whitestone thing. So I talked with the hospital and said, can you give us some data so we get an evidence base? So they gave us data, like 179 usages in 1 year. But they didn't really know because they didn't keep track of them, but they're keeping track now. So that gave us the fact that we had that. We had no idea what other people had. So we based our decision that we had 179 visits to the nursing station and we've contributed nothing to their future thing. So we thought that was reasonable. Based on the request that came out of Whitestone, that $60,000 over 2 years would be a fair contribution from McKellar to the usage of Whitestone. So that's where it came from, the background. We didn't compare it with other people. We thought this was reasonable.
So I guess the only thing I have to say about it is that we're being very generous and they're being very cheap, I guess.
Yeah, I was trying to find some confirmation that that's exactly what we had committed to. I talked to the treasurer, and I don't believe we could find any resolution or any commitment of that amount. Looking at a Perry Sound North Star article from February 8th, 2021, Whitestone, in this article, indicated that they were going to contribute $80,000 once a year for 2 years, and they were asking for $30,000 a year for a two-year period from Magnetowan and McKellar. So, you know, that was possibly their ask, but I couldn't find anywhere that we had actually made a commitment, and it indicated in the resolutions that we were going to discuss it at the budget meeting, but there was nothing confirming that that was what our commitment was.
No, it has to be, because we approved it as a council last year. I mean, it's not whether we can find it or not, but we definitely all agreed at that point. Huh?
And to be fair to Whitestone, the letter also says, or the, I think it's a letter anyway, that in addition to the capital contribution, Whitestone's committed on going upkeep of the building and grounds, including septic, water system, winter, summer maintenance, general repair. So that's something. Although, okay. I mean, based upon the North Star article, it does seem... Maybe that's, I wasn't here, so I don't know, but maybe that's where they got the $60,000 number from, at least for McKellar, right? But
do some digging.
Just, it's nice, you know, it's a great, definitely a great asset to the local community. It's 100%.
Yeah.
It's just that it's nice to see where we actually made that commitment. I remember a $30,000 commitment, but I don't recall.
For 2 years. Each year for 2 years.
Yeah, I don't recall, and that's why I wanted to just confirm what that commitment was. So
we can not do that, but it's we yeah. definitely approved it as a council. No question. We wouldn't throw away $6,000 without approving it as a council. They came and made a presentation to us as well. So
right, it's like that.
Following up on that, we made a resolution. So.
Yeah, so they had an ask of you know, $30,000 a year for 2 years. But it'd be nice to see where that commitment was solidified by resolution by council.
Okay, this was just their report, so we'll verify that, but I'm sure we did. Any further discussion? Call a question, all in favor? Third. To resolution 22183 be resolved that the Council of Township of McKellar has approved the consent agenda as deferred for the regular meeting of Council on April 12, 2022. I have a mover and a second, please. Second. Councilor Ryland, is there any discussion? Hearing none, call a question, all in favor. Third. Resolution 22183 be resolved that the Council of Township of McKellar hereby support the consent application for three new rural lots in a lot addition in part of Lot 29, Concession 6 on Burnett's Road is applied for by number 2792311 Ontario Limited in consent application B02-2022 McKellar, subject to the following conditions: conveyance of a strip of land 33 feet from the center line of the traveled portion of Burnett's Road to the township, payment of a fee in lieu of parkland to the township, requiring adequate 911 addressing, and payment of all applicable planning fees. May I have a mover and a seconder, please, Mr. Wood? Second. Councilor Haskell. Okay, open for a discussion.
That resolution was deferred at the last council meeting, and that's why it's before us again. So I'd like to add an amendment to that resolution. So I'd like to amend the resolution 22-136 to add that council retain the services of Ted Davidson Consultants Incorporated to provide independent professional planning advice directly to council concerning consent application B02-2022 McKellar. 2792311 Ontario Limited. I'll give you this.
Thank you.
And further, that the Parry Sound Area Planning Board be advised that McKellar Council requests that they defer this matter until the Council has received pertinent professional, all pertinent and professional advice.
Those seem to be an issue that we should get answers to. So.
Plus,
what's attached
to RM? We just put that right in there. Okay, so we're adding in what you said.
Yes.
We have a recorded vote, please.
Mm-hmm. Councilor Morley Haslam?
Yes.
Councilor Mike Heckman?
Yes.
Councilor Reg Moore?
Yes.
Councilor Nick Ryland?
Yes.
Mayor Peter Hopkins?
No. Passed. We're in a new business. Did you get something?
Mine's going to come in council reports.
Okay. So we're moving into number 18 now. So anybody have any committees that they're dealing with that want to make any reports? I'll turn it over to Morley. So.
Yeah, one that I'll just quickly bring up is our Centennial Ad Hoc Committee, the 150 committee for all our activities for next year. Had a meeting on March 9th. The committee has applied for two grants. A lot of work has been done by a couple of our committee members, and we'd like to thank staff for also helping out on their end of it. And we got our fingers crossed that we may get a favorable reply. If not, there's two more opportunities to jump at. So the committee is definitely trying to get some funding going, because if we can definitely get some grants, we can really make it something to really remember. McKellar 150. Now, there was a motion passed in their last meeting to recommend that written permission be given to Waves Fiber Mill to apply on behalf of the committee for the registration of the McKellar 150 celebration tartan. And so I think the committee would like to see a letter from council or from staff on McKellar letterhead supporting that.
Is there money involved in that? And you have to register a tartar?
You got to register it.
Okay.
Yeah. And I don't know if you've seen any samples of kind of what's going on, kind of thing. I don't know, but that's kind of the tartan that would be designed. It's very similar to the motion there at the top.
This one here?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
And actually, it was just a case of, I guess directing staff to send a letter along with support.
Yeah. Right. We've already sold a few of them. We've seen them at the mill. Yeah, very impressive.
Yeah, it's pretty impressive stuff, I think. Anyway, it's going to be...
So the committee selling? Is that your selling?
They're going to be doing that.
I think a certain amount is going to be purchased.
There is a fundraising. There's a fundraising raffle going on these. So you don't... Because it costs me to buy one individually, so they're going to be raffling at least one off that I'm aware of as part of the sesquicentennial operation.
Yeah, it's all kind of preliminary right now, but definitely Waves going to, believe, donate. I hope I'm not wrong in saying
donating one for a raffle.
That's right.
Which is a fundraiser.
And then just see where it goes from there. Yeah. If there seems to be an outcry from the public saying we want one of them, well, I'm sure something can be arranged down the road.
It was amazing. Like they their original concept, we go back about three years, I guess, their mill was a small little standalone small mill that they'd sort of seen in PEI or Nova Scotia, and they were just going to move that whole thing. Well, that's changed dramatically. Their eyes are a little bit bigger. You should see it's a whole hangar. It's got floors, and they're developing not just clothes, they're developing processes to clean your wool. They're doing rope. They've invented rope hose on there, which is unbelievable. And on, just amazing. And their clothes are just gorgeous.
Kim, do you still have a copy of?
No.
Oh,
right here.
Oh, it's just being circulated. Oh, okay, that's fine. You keep it there, Mary. So I just didn't, because we're not sure of the exact design yet, so I didn't want to get something out in there and people were banking on a certain design on the committee.
So in my report, I've given the website for the mill. If anybody wants to be curious to look it up and see what they're doing, so.
Thought about drafting a motion before the meeting. I'm glad I kind of did. It seems to look like there's a lot more detail than what I would have had.
Let me talk to you about
just
that.
Said, get it hurt.
Is that 185?
This is 185. Yep.
All right, we got 180. Resolution 22-185. Be resolved that the committee of the Township of McKellar does direct staff to send a letter of permission and support to the Wave Fiber Mill to apply on behalf of the Sesquicentennial Ad Hoc Committee for the registration of the McKellar 150 Celebration Tartan. I need a mover and a seconder. Orley. Discussing. Seconder. Councilor Ryan. Any discussion?
So, can you just read that again? It was the Township send a letter of support?
Permission and support.
Oh, permission.
Okay.
Permission.
For her to apply, right?
Right.
Because it's got the town of McKellar name on it? Is that why they need permission? I mean,
they need support from us to be able to do the same.
I think that makes perfect sense.
Yeah, like copyright.
I think the support was the main thing. Yeah. I don't know if permission.
Well,
I just took it from the
from their motion, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't have an objection to it. It just doesn't seem to require our permission.
Yeah, because she will just apply and they'll say yes, because I don't see any reason why they won't.
The only thing is if it looks similar to another tartan design or something. But
I'm sure it's sort of a vetting process anyway. But,
any further discussion? Call a question on favor. Here, thank you. Thanks for the moment. Any more public notice about committee meetings that anybody's been to? Needs an update on? Okay. For our consent agenda. Resolution 22-186. Be resolved that the Council of Township of McKellar does hereby receive the consent agenda. Mover and a seconder, please. Councilor Moore, second. Councilor Haskam. For those that aren't aware, is that these are things that we have received as a township that don't need any further discussion or input from us that are received for information purposes. So, okay. Any discussion? Yes.
I just want to comment a little bit on 19.6 Township of Lake of Bay's notice of motion floating accommodations. Mm-hmm. That has been an issue for a long, long time. And just come up out of nowhere, but I think they've gone a little bit above and beyond in their resolution. It's almost their resolution almost reads that somebody can't stay overnight in their boat in the lake. So I think that if they're looking for support, they need to revise it a little bit.
Any further comments? Call a question on favor. Carried. Okay, now, if there's any questions from members of the public on items not on the agenda, please state your name,
And
on the agenda.
On the agenda.
Or sorry, on the agenda. And state your name. So we'll start with ladies first.
Thank you very much. Wanda Muirhead. And your favorite subject, the short-term rentals. I was appointed on the ad hoc rental, short-term rental committee back in whenever we were given the official notification on a committee. I haven't really seen anything. There was some correspondence through email maybe a month ago. And so now you're talking about motion going only to the council. I would like to find out officially what's happening with the committee, because we all, the number of people on the committee are saying what's going on, because we are not aware of what's going on. Yeah. So just for openness and for information, I think the committee members at least should know what's happening.
I took the whole committee list plus 35 other inquiries and just sent out an update for this council meeting that we were approving a plan to move forward to get the report from the CBO and the bylaw officer. And then pending that, we would see where we're going to go with the committee.
And
public input. So that was, if you didn't get it, then...
I did get it. But
that's all that we've done.
Okay, so there's... I understand there will be some kind of a memo going to... But I was just saying that maybe after this meeting you put some extra information on. And what are the qualifications of the people? Like planning person, I understand. The building officer, what is her qualification to judge one way or the other? I'm asking.
No,
I don't need an answer right now, but
let me explain to you. The CBO, we do the zoning bylaws, so I want to get an exact opinion of what exists with our zoning bylaws affecting short-term rentals that we have on the books. Okay, and if there was any change, we have to go through a whole series of changes if we're going to make any changes to that thing. So what does exist right now? The bylaw officer deals with the day-to-day concerns and issues, complaints on rentals. We need to get some documentation from him of what his concerns are. So we need to start with fact, because there's lots of non-fact.
I'm an accountant. I agree with facts.
Yes, that's all we're doing at this point in time.
So, okay.
That's all we're doing is getting information. We have lots of information from other municipalities, from FOCA, from our lake associations done a study. We've got all that information. That's going to come out
I'm just asking that since we were officially kind of appointed as the ad hoc committee, that we are kept in loop of what's going on. That's what I'm asking.
The list that I have that came from the committee, I've emailed each person on that committee.
I did see your email. Yes, I did. And actually, my daughter, there was another meeting that I couldn't attend because it wasn't going to be on Zoom that I couldn't attend.
But there's lots of people interested in the topic, so it's got to be more than committee. There's got to be a public meeting somewhere down the line. There's no question whatsoever, because nobody knows what the result is going to be. So.
Right. And the other comment, and it's part of the agenda, it's the website. I find it very difficult to navigate. There's no place that you can put a question in and get to where you are looking to go. For example, hours of transfer station. You click on that and it gives you back to the homepage of McCalla Township website. It doesn't take you where the hours are. Unless you know where to click, it's very confusing.
Okay. We've asked for input on it and direct it to our young lady over there. Mary's doing updates on it. It's not complete yet.
Okay, yeah.
It's a work in progress and probably will be for 6 months. But anything that you have directly to that, we'll try and correct it as fast as we possibly can.
If I can get your email?
Yeah.
Okay.
Even on the website itself, though, if you have a comment, if something isn't working, you can...
Yeah.
I've been involved in an organization that changed website too, and one of the things was you know, asking questions and be able to go to where you needed to go.
Okay? I'm not sure what, like, the landfill hours do go to the landfill hours, so I'm not sure what you're
talking about. I will show you what I
okay.
All right. Okay. You're connected
we'll
now.
That's there we fine. Go. That's fine. Thank you very much.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, the nursing station. Gostick sits here and says we're $85,000 short for roads. And then we're paying $45,000 to pave a parking lot. I assume it's paving. It'd have to be for $45,000 in landscaping. I mean, $60,000 gone. Forget the landscaping. There's lots of parking there anyway. We give us back our $60,000. This got it. You look at this check report. It's all going the other way.
Well, our citizens use it, though. And so we need a support system, as other municipalities have done, in order to get a grant, in order to even get it built. So it was a collaborative, a really good collaborative approach. I thought it was good.
Most of the citizens or ratepayers are seasonal. They don't even know there's a nursing station there.
I don't have the facts to verify or not verify that thing, but I would doubt
Rich
that.
Just gave you some how many people use it.
Well, we don't know how many use it, even in summer, because in summer everything's crazy up here. So.
If you want to use it, you have to have an appointment anyway.
Yeah. Well, they do walk into.
They give you a prescription, you turn around, you drive all the way into Perrytown to fill it. You know, sounds like another employment agency.
Actually, if you want to know the biggest mistake that's gone on is that when the three family physician groups were all independent, okay, and we're off doing things. There was a long, strong thing by various councils to bring those together into one central thing, which is Rugged Shores. But we also recommended, because it would share services and a whole bunch of things. Anyway, the critical one with that was to put in a walk-in clinic there as opposed to a pharmacy. No, they put in a pharmacy because it was generating income instead of being a service to the... We had all the doctors right there. We could have had a better emergency service right there, but they didn't.
I don't think the value is there for the citizens in the county. That's what I'm getting.
Can I just jump in here? I can tell you from personal experience with my wife and my daughter-in-law and my grandson, who have had issues and have gone there in the last 3, maybe 4 months, and were extremely thankful that they could because they were not able to get in to see their doctor at Rugged Shores.
Yeah.
So, and I have been there, not in...
I've been there a few times, too.
And so it's a lifesaver when you can't go anywhere else. So.
Slivers, stitches, phone ahead.
Yeah.
I've never seen more than one or two people in the waiting room. First, they're going to put a lounge in there, I guess, and the sound of things.
I do think they provide a valuable service for
I'm
people that can't
that,
get in. Yeah.
But it's a value that
yeah.
I don't think it is, and especially when we compare it to these other townships.
Okay.
What they're giving out.
Except based upon what Mike was saying from the newspaper article, it may be that this information is just not complete or maybe not the same source. But that's what I
well,
took
I mean,
from it anyway.
It's
so.
Like, why would we hand over $60,000 when we don't know what we're getting? They give you a list of what four things you're doing here. Engineering, construction, landscaping.
Well, they did a full report. They did a full report in the ask way back when. There is a report somewhere. Did a request for that. So it was our judgment to support them in that way. So
I'm not questioning support. I'm saying the value of money is not justified. The share is not there. I mean, and I mean, it's ridiculous what the difference is.
Yeah, okay.
And especially when Reg, or whoever, I guess it was Reg, gave the figures of people from Dunchurch that are using it and the amount of money they're putting into it.
Okay.
Well,
I was just going to reply the way that when it first came to council's table, it was approximately $1 million or whatever, and the council of the day sort of thought, well, $30,000 a year for 2 years seemed reasonable. Now, if they had have known the figures that the other municipalities were putting in at that time, it might have certainly influenced what McKellar was going to put in, but I think McKellar is one of the first ones to jump forward and say, yes, we think that's a worthwhile project. We think maybe we can do the $30,000 for 2 years. And now you see that report, and it's really unfortunate the other two municipalities. Of course, Whitestone will happen to cover a lot of the ongoing costs, but the Magneto one having more users and only putting that amount in, that almost makes you feel like sending them off a letter.
I would. You can send them a letter and say
sure.
What's going on.
I'd like to also comment on Whitestone saying they'll contribute by way of maintenance, and that's this council. Once they got the $60,000, they got it. That kind of the next council come this fall may say, no, we're not fixing your septic. We're not doing maintenance on the building.
Well, good. We'll get that other municipality to pay for it.
Yeah,
that's right. We've done our bit.
Yeah, until they get up to over $60,000 each, well, we're not. Don't come to us.
Don't come to us. No, we're done. Is there any further questions?
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
Kim Tamhobe.
Yes.
I'm the secretary for your short-term rentals.
Yes.
Just in case you didn't know that.
Well, it's on the one of my lists.
Okay, I have been asked to ask you the report that we've been talking about, with all the information of what is on the books now.
Yes.
Okay. Where's the time frame for that? How far along is that report?
Well, I've asked staff to ask staff as soon as possible. So,
Within reaching, like before May long weekend? Is it going
it won't
to
be before May
July
long weekend.
July 1st. Because people need to know if they're going to be renting out and people are coming up, and then all of a sudden we say, whoa, you can't do it. Mm-hmm. You're going to have an angry mob on your side. Like, angry.
And we had hoped with our committee of the whole to move this up to last month's meeting.
Yep.
And we got timed out, so it would have been probably ready to go for as soon as possible, but it's not. So we're delayed because of that situation. That's all.
Okay.
So I would like to get it going as soon as we can. We had to wait till we approved it by council in order to even move it forward. So you couldn't do anything other than give them everybody an update, which I tried to.
Okay. Because I get really... I don't even know how to explain it. When people post on, say, a website, I have a cottage, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, yeah.
And you guys need to get on the ball because they're going to ban short-term rentals and blah, blah, blah. And it's like, who's banning it? Like, it's not a matter of banning it. We need to get our ducks in a row.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's misinformation. So they're jumping the gun saying, oh, you know, they're going to do this, this, and this. So we need to be more communication out there that at this point it is, when you bought your cottage and you just couldn't wait to get up there, you signed those documents that stated you're going to follow our bylaws. So now don't turn around and say, well, we're going to follow some bylaws, but I'm going to make $5,000 a week before, you know. So that's what we're facing. So
it is back on the table.
Okay.
We have a process now that we're dealing with it from a short-term or longer-term process. And it's going to take longer than we had anticipated. I thought we could have it ready to go for now and get that committee resurrected and going. So a lot of requests to get that committee going. So.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought we should have the facts. There's no use going unless we have the basis of our staff of what is going on. So.
Mm-hmm.
So we start with a very factually based thing, and then we go from there. We have lots of facts from other people with it. A lot of things work. Some things work, some things don't work in other municipalities. So.
Mm-hmm.
And they're being contested all over the place in different ways and different, if you look at the whole picture. So I've got all the documentations that would have to go forward to the committee that document fact, who here's what exists, and you know, and here's our the good things, here are the bad things, here are some solutions, here are or back to square one, and council will go this way based on your recommendations. So there's lots of information out there. And I've been getting, I've had at least three or four of the members of your committee or people who are interested sending me articles on rentals with website information. So those will be included too when we first get together so people can actually read what other municipalities are doing or not doing or complications of what they are doing. It's very complicated. It's not simple. Mm-hmm. Sounds simple, but it's not simple. Because if we have to change it, then there's things we're going to have to, we have to go right back to square one.
Woo-hoo.
We do. And so, yeah, so there are, there's legislative things we have to deal with. There's enforcement things we have to deal with. There's financial things we have to deal with. There's to me, if I'm a pragmatist, we got to educate a lot on this type of thing, and we don't do it all.
And I think that's what people want to know. Like, if I have a problem with somebody, my neighbor, you know, made a long weekend and they've been partying for 48 hours straight, we need to know that if we call a bylaw officer, he's going to put a stop to it.
Yeah.
But right now, nobody knows what the answer is.
We were going to be having those two factual reports from staff, and we'll start from there. Rick?
I'd just like to clarify the staff reports are, I think all they're going to do is tell you where the problems are, what the problems have been, maybe the numbers that we're dealing with as far as problem rentals. They aren't going to tell you the facts as far as a legal opinion of the documents or a planning opinion of the documents.
Yeah,
we won't have all the information, I don't think, until we have a legal opinion and a planning opinion of those documents.
We tried diligently to get a legal opinion on our bylaw, and we never did get results. We're back sort of, I would say, 4.5 years of trying to get that through a legal process, and it didn't work. So that's where we are, and as soon as, I had to wait till this meeting to get support of council to at least get the staff involved, because that's the proper direction, and then from there we can gather and eventually meet and get started. Yeah, I think not only the committee, but we've got a lot of people that are highly motivated about this particular topic, so whether you start with the committee or start with a general meeting and then go from the committee after that. Just to bring everybody up to date so everybody knows where we're going. It would probably solve probably less than 200 emails a week that I would get on that topic if we had an open meeting and then just did it that way. That's what I think, but that's just me.
Yeah, I think we need to get that meeting.
Oh, there's no question. No,
I know
question.
Everything, like there's more important things in the world, but...
No, it's an issue. Yeah. Absolutely an issue. Okay, thank you. Yeah. Yes, sir. Please state your name as usual.
Mike Prashad. I think it's important to, in responding to Kim's point, that we remember the bylaw that refers to short-term rental is really not going to address the issues that she's talking about. Those are other bylaws that we can enforce for noise, causing disturbances, etc. So people are always entitled to make a call, have the bylaw officer attend, and take care of whatever issue is brought up.
Absolutely correct. Yeah. We have a zoning bylaw, we have noise bylaw, fire bylaw, parking bylaw, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So those are all part of the package. So,
and I think the public needs to know that that's there and available, whether it be on our website or... Right. Because a lot of people don't, and they... It's a miscommunication, and you know, go to the coffee shop and blah blah blah. And you know, I've heard about horror stories. And they said, "Well, why didn't you call a bylaw officer?" And they said, "Well, we did." And he just came out and said, "Well, yeah, they're partying, but I told them to be quiet, and I went home." You know, I'm glad
we
you
will.
Went.
We will get a report, and we will move things forward somehow.
And like, we don't want everybody to be teetotalers sitting there, you know, not making any noise. We want to have fun up here.
Yeah.
But it needs to be everybody needs to have the enjoyment, not just a select few.
When you can get everyone to respect each other, respect their neighbors, respect the environment, respect the community that they live in, we've got results. You tell me how to do that and we'll give you a gold star right now. So, that's where we're at.
Yeah, communication on the issue.
Thank you very much everybody for speaking.
Thank you.
Resolution 22187,
Be it resolved that Township of Keller pursuant to Municipal Act SO 2001 as amended, move into closed session at
8:34
p.m. to discuss the following items. Minutes of the closed session, personal matters of identifiable individual, including municipal or local board employees, 239-2B, fire chief position, deputy clerk, bylaw enforcement, staffing, litigation or potential litigation, including matters before administrative tribunals affecting the municipality or local board, 239-2E, verbal update on pending legal matters. Can I move in a second, please? Councilor Mueller, Councilor Harmon. Is there any further discussion? Call the question. All in favor? Hillary? Stop the recording.